The earpiece rasped into life again.
King, we have confirmation. Operation is a go.
There was no time for overthinking it. He shot the first man in the back of the head. Work smarter, not harder. The timing of the Normandy landings was crucial. Tides, weather, moonlight. It all had to be right. It had taken Faz almost half an hour to climb to the top of the power station. With armed men prowling below, it took him less than 10 minutes to get back down to the lobby.
Ignorant fools! But they can be trained. Either by sanctions or by a bullet.
Gird your loins with the full armor of God. The seals will be opened. The vials will be poured out. The four horsemen will canter forth an apocalypse unto the world's attention. It was 7 o'clock exactly. The morning sun was already seeping into the room, feeding its way through the cracks in the curtains. There was a sour taste in his mouth. A sure sign of one whiskey too many the night before. 0640. Glamorgan appears to have been hit by an Exocet. She is hit aft. She fired a Sea Cat at the missile but missed it. King wasn't fussy. He had once been forced to make a cup of tea with his own piss in Iraq. So, perhaps he's not as committed to working with you as you think. Or he'll work with us, Newman assured him. Money.
It sounds pie in the sky. But if Russian agents use a synchronized approach...
The enduring fascination with Eric is easy to understand. First of all, there was his nature. Eric Morecambe's ability to make people laugh was truly biblical.
I think you're right, boss, said Winston. I've got a bad feeling.
I don't care what you have to do to achieve success with this job, Graves. Don't, I repeat, don't leave any loose ends.